noise and craze. Truth bombs flying like a meteor shower. Who knew sass could hold such power? Glitter, gloss, and no filter chatter. Tune in now, it's all that matters. Fast and fierce like a rolling storm. This is the place where fun takes form.
She's blonde,
she's bold,
and we got something to say. This is Blonde Banter. Let's talk all about it.
I'm Jessie.
And I'm Alexis.
And welcome to another episode of Blonde Banter. Hey guys, welcome to episode 3 of Blonde Banter. I'm Jessie.
And I'm Alexis.
And today we are kind of just throwing it together. We're sitting here doing our makeup. Well, Alexis is finishing up her makeup. Mm-hmm. And I think the last time we talked to you guys, we went to the pumpkin patch. We had talked about friendships. Again, like if you guys, we think doing story times every now and then would be so much fun. And it would be very entertaining. Alexis just dropped
concealer
in the floor. Yeah. Hopefully it was closed.
It's okay. It's actually gone. I don't even know why it's in my makeup.
You know what?
Case.
Sometimes I end up keeping empty makeup and I don't know why.
Yeah.
It's like you were $40. I'm not ready to throw you away yet.
Well, I'm hoping that somehow I can manage to squeeze a little bit out if there's ever an emergency. Like, there's a little bit in there, so it's worth a try.
I've had that happen.
It could be a little brush to blend stuff. No, there's nothing left in there.
I think it's gone.
I need to just toss it.
We need to part ways with it.
Bye.
We're having a little funeral for the concealer right now.
I need to take a picture so I don't forget the name of it. That's why I kept it. Because sometimes I forget the names of things. Like I said in our first podcast. And so I keep things so I remember what it's called.
Oh, yeah. That's a good idea, though. That's a good idea.
Yeah.
So here we go, getting off track again. So we were thinking that story times would be so much fun to do, like, once a month. Like, if you guys want to send us some stories. And it would be, you know, something funny, lighthearted. Because I enjoy listening to people's stories. I love stories. I mean, I have plenty of my own I can share as well. I just don't want to embarrass anybody else that I know. But, of course, I'll keep everything nameless.
Yeah, we're not going to mention any names. It's going to be anonymous.
Yeah.
And we will just tell the story that you sent to us. And, you're willing to share it with us.
Yes.
That's the first step.
Yeah. So share. It'll be fun. It'll be like a fun experience. To kind of touch on what we're doing today, we are, of course, recording episode number 3, but tell you guys where we are at in our journey with the podcast. As you know, these things take a lot of time, money, and dedication and effort.
Lots of money.
Which we are willing to do. We are have our chairs that we got delivered, and we eventually want to do video. So and we've got like backdrops ordered, you know, stuff to use behind us. Mics are coming. That way we won't have to use my phone anymore.
Like a fluffy rug for my guest room.
Yes.
And I can also bring it over to Jessie's if she wants to use it.
Yes, because we're going to change the studio up every other week.
We're going to film at my house like once a week and then, or 1 week at a time. And then we're going to go over to Jessie's house the week after that. So we're going to like flip flop back and forth.
Yes, because we live about, depending on traffic, between 25 to 30 minutes away from each other, except for yesterday.
Oh,
it took Alexis like forever to get to my house.
I had to drive over, well, not had to, but I drove over there, and normally, like, the area that she lives in is only like 20-ish minutes away. And it took me like, I think, 50 minutes because I sat at the same light for a good 10-15 total minutes.
I found a different way to come today.
A really
and
tough,
so,
tell.
That's the way that you, I will tell you after. Sorry, we're not disclosing where we live. And I'll tell you because it's a lot, like it's a lot shorter.
Oh, really?
Well, the time's the same, but you avoid all those red lights.
Okay.
And the traffic is not heavy at all.
Good.
Except I hit a wreck today, but you know, besides that, you know. But anyways, yeah, our plan is we are going to get our podcast room set up. So we can get everything going on video for you guys. Mm-hmm. And, we have a day set up with like a videographer to make our like opening.
We're going to have a clip.
Yeah. To have our opening clip.
For our podcasts. So that way we can engage with you guys a little bit more and you can see our faces and see our vibe.
Yeah. See our personality, you know, we went to the pump. Well, when we were at the pumpkin patch, the last time we talked to you guys, we found some random worker, shout out to her. Shout out to her. She was so sweet.
Yeah,
wasn't she?
All her pictures. Her name was, do I need to mention her name?
Like, well, we like to leave things nameless, but you know who you are if you're listening. You were so sweet. Yeah, starts with an A, and you were so, so sweet to us. And we want to thank you for helping us, you know, take our pictures for our podcast page. And
yeah, it was great.
Yeah. So it was
so
good. Gosh, the dog sounded like a person coming down the stairs. I literally thought it was a person.
No, my husband is not home right now. He's working the night shift tonight.
Hi, Bruno.
So we are just having our girl time besides the man right here, the boy, the Bruno.
Bruno the dog.
Yes, he's a hound dog. He's
so
sweet. But, yeah, so we were going to talk about just... what, like life today?
Yeah.
We mentioned that we were just going to talk about like the ups and downs.
Yeah,
and
like
also,
habits.
Yeah, habits that we have that could be some inspiration for you guys. And then also we talked about how we were going to do, there was one more thing. We're going to talk about one more thing, weren't we?
I think we were.
Is that it?
It'll come to us in the middle of while we're talking.
You sent it to me. So let me look at the notes. I'll look at it right now.
It'll come in the middle.
We're winning this one.
One
today.
Thing that we wanted to that we were gonna talk about was stuff that we could work on, like with ourselves, our weaknesses.
We were gonna talk about our weaknesses. That's what it was. And that's a really big one.
So I think we should start off with that actually.
Yeah.
So Alexis is kind of still doing her makeup, so I'll start on my biggest weaknesses first, I guess.
Okay, that's fine.
So I'm a very impatient person. Well, we have like the same one. We're both impatient.
Yes.
I want like instant gratification. Like if with our podcast, for example, like we want it to be big like right now. But obviously that's not real life. That's not realistic. And it's gonna take a lot of time and effort and money and dedication to get to that point. And we just have to keep each other motivated. I think it's gonna be the biggest thing.
Yeah.
Is keeping each other motivated when it comes to making this podcast. But yeah, that's definitely one of my biggest weaknesses is I'll tell Daniel, I want to do this to the house. I want to like paint this room. I want to paint the door. He'll be like, okay, well, in time. And I'm like, well, why can't we do it right now? You know?
Yeah.
And that's just the type of person that I am.
Sometimes
unfortunately.
It's not realistic to do it within a certain amount of time that you want it to do in. Like,
yeah.
My cabinets have been taking, it's been like almost 2 months and we have not finished them. There are no knobs on the cabinets at all because we unscrewed them obviously so that way we didn't paint the knobs on them. But yeah, you know what? It's going very slowly, but it's eventually going to be done. And I wish I would have just paid somebody to do it, but...
That's expensive.
It's like about almost $1,000 to have somebody paint your cabinet. So Yeah.
But we have two arms, two hands. We can.
Yeah, we can DIY. Very capable of
painting. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's just the time that, it's a time thing to get to do the DIY. It's the timing that you have. So that was, I would say that's definitely one of my biggest weaknesses is instant gratification. And also, like, I have a problem with shopping. I love to have, like, I have to have something new for every single thing I feel like that I do. Mm-hmm. Like, if we're going, like, yesterday we were going to the pumpkin patch. And I was like, oh, I need to get this and this and this. And Alexis was like, I need to get this. But then I was proud of us. We ended up taking outfits out of our own closets.
Yes.
And we wore them instead of buying something brand new, to wear. But, like, for my new job that I'm starting, I am wanting to I have, like, a whole cart full of airport outfits. Do I really need specific airport outfits? Like, is that necessary? Do I really need to spend hundreds of dollars on cozy airport? Because, like, you never know who you're going to see in the airport.
Yeah.
I could run into... I could run into Sabrina. I could run into God knows who I could run into in the airport. And I want to make sure that I don't want to look, you know, like a hobo. Like, I don't want to do that. So, I don't know. We'll see. We'll see if I go through with buying the new airport outfits. But that's definitely one of my biggest weaknesses. And I'm a huge decorator. I love to decorate. Mm-hmm. And so, like, when I go to Home Goods or Kirkland's or Hobby Lobby, I'll be like, okay, I need this. And then I've said, like, okay, what can I do with this? And then I can decorate, like, a whole section or a whole tablescape just in the store, and then before I know it, it's like a couple $100 in.
Yeah.
So I need to work on that. Like, I have gotten better though. I've been like giving myself little talks, and I've been like, okay, do you really need that? And then I sit back and think, well, no, you have to pay for this, you have to pay for that. And I have gotten so much better. Like, I'm really proud of myself, like, over the past couple months.
Yeah.
I've gotten a lot better with my spending habits. That's and just, good. You know, giving myself that little pep talk and being like, okay, do you really need this? What
do
else?
Do I want or do I need?
Yes. Do I want or do I need?
That's what my grandma always taught me.
Yes. And what can I use that money for besides this?
Yes.
Like, what do I have coming up that I would rather have that money for? Do I need another pumpkin? No. Do I need another ornament for the tree? No. But I could use it, you know, to like the amount of money I spend on two pumpkins, I could spend on, you know, going to eat with somebody, you know?
Yeah.
Which is sad, but you know.
Yeah.
So I would say those are some of my biggest weaknesses. And then everybody has a food weakness. My food weakness is definitely chicken tenders and French fries. Like, just give them here. Yes. Love it. Anybody that knows me personally knows that I'm like a chicken tender connoisseur.
Oh.
So I'm like, I could eat chicken tenders every day.
Oh gosh, it makes me hungry.
And be totally fine with it. Totally fine. But they're my weakness for sure.
Yeah.
What's your weaknesses?
Okay, so I have a list right here. I can take the phone so you don't have to hold it the whole entire time. Okay, so I will say that Jesse kind of already mentioned a couple of them. Like, I love to spend money, especially recently since I got my raise. And it's like now my raise is not even a raise because I'm spending the same amount of money that... Or I'm spending more money, so I'm, like, actually out more, if that makes sense. Like, so I need to really kind of lay back on that one because I always want to go on trips and I want to go out and do fun things and I like to stay busy. So, and I'm not even going to say busy is a weakness. I think it's just trying to, like, go out and experience life. But, other than that, like the shopping habits and like patience, because I am a very impatient person, very impatient. Like I want everything to happen right then and there.
But besides that, I would say perfectionism. Mm-hmm. I want like everything to look perfect, like my house. And whenever we were looking at houses, I really wanted this beautiful, like, white house and a picket fence, and I wanted like the perfect floors, which we do have like an updated inside of the house interior. Everything was redone there, but I just wanted more of like, I think, a ritzy, glamorous like palace, and that's just not like, I do, but I don't have the money for that, and that's not realistic with the budget that we have. And also like how I look sometimes, like, which we'll talk about body image, I guess this is where we can kind of get into that. Like I can be my own worst critic sometimes because I feel like I have to look a certain way to be loved or to have a friendship, or like if my makeup looks off a certain day or I didn't have time to put my lashes on, I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm ugly. Or I know that sounds really bad, but I do have some body dysmorphia. We'll get into that. Like, and I'm being very vulnerable right now, but like I feel like I should be skinnier, or I should have a smaller nose, or my hair should be blonde naturally. And I really struggle with this. I mean, all throughout high school, I was like 90 pounds and I was basically starving myself to get down to that weight. And I looked very unhealthy. And so I think I've gotten better about this, but I try not to get on the scale because it really messes with my head.
I avoid it.
It really messes with your head. As long as you feel healthy and you look healthy, that's all that should matter. But, yeah, so I struggle with the weight thing. I struggle with my face. Like, I feel like I need to have all these cosmetics or get Botox or get filler done. And, like, I think for me, like whenever I go out, it's okay if I put on some makeup, but like I used to put on literally all the time, like all the time. And I can't do that anymore. And so every morning I wake up and I'm like, oh my gosh, I should really get out of bed earlier or whatever, but I can't, I need sleep. Anyways, so that's over. I've gained some weight, and that's okay. I look fine.
I think you look great.
But, like, I'm doing yoga. We'll get into habits. But anyways, yeah, body image and perfectionism. And then also people-pleasing.
Yes.
I'm a big people-pleaser. I'm kind of steering away from it because I've been going through therapy and just also being vulnerable with that. Like, yeah. I've been going through therapy and this is when I'm going to start tearing up, but like, aww. I just used to always want to, as an eldest daughter, like I kind of like Taylor Swift's new song, Eldest Daughter. Like I just, felt like it was my responsibility to be that figure that took care of everybody or listened to their problems when I should have been having a childhood, or I should have been appreciating life, right. And being a kid. And now that I'm an adult, I still find those tendencies. Like if somebody doesn't like me, like, and I know that, I know there's certain people who don't like me, and I used to get so distraught about it, and I would rip myself apart. Like, what do I need to change about me to fit their image of what I should be or how I should act or how I should talk.
Mm-hmm. Fix everything that they don't like.
Yes.
About you.
Yeah. And yeah. So I'm getting over that because recently, like, I've had some things in my life happen where I've had to cut some people off because they were talking badly about me. Mm-hmm. And I said, you know what? Like, this is taking away from my happiness. And I don't care how close I'm supposed to be with you. Bye. And not naming names, but Jesse knows who I'm talking about. But I'm getting over the people pleasing and realizing you can't make everybody happy. Like, you can't. It's not possible. It's not realistic. And you just gotta be yourself no matter, like, what people say. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah. Also saying no. I also have a really hard time with saying no.
Yes.
If you ask me to go do something, I'll be like, yes, let's do it. Or, like, I'm always gonna say yes. Mm-hmm. Because then I feel like I lose out on the opportunities of having fun or mm-hmm. making a new friend. I know he has so much hair.
I love Bruno.
I have a brush over
there. I'm petting.
Sorry. She's petting Bruno and, like, all this hair is just coming off and I'm about to start running my Roomba because I just see the hair going everywhere. But he sheds like crazy. Like, there's tumbleweeds and I have to vacuum every single day. That's another thing. Like with the whole perfectionism.
Yeah.
With everything looking perfect. If there's like dog hair anywhere, oh my gosh, I lose it.
You saw
like
my
right
house.
Now, I'm like, ah.
You saw my house yesterday. Like, everything has to be, well, that's
my you're saying it looks
perfectionism.
Fine.
Perfectionism. I have to have everything just.
Yes, right.
So.
Like, before you came over, I set everything, like, I took things off of the counter. I lit stuff up. I, like, just to make it look more presentable. And I mean, I don't think that's necessarily really a bad thing because you just want it to look.
Yeah, you just want your house to look nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you take pride in your home.
Yes.
You know?
Uh-huh.
That's why when some people are like, why do you, like, they're after me, why do you do this? Why do you buy this? Or why do you put so much effort into, like, your decorations? Why do you put so much, you know, money into your house? I'm like, because I take pride in my home. Like, we work hard for that home. Like, it's not a cheap house.
Right.
You know, and if that's where I'm going to live, I want it to be nice. I don't want to just come in and be like, oh, I hate this. You know, like, this is not, like, I want it to reflect who I am, you know?
That's not even a bad thing.
No.
It's
I think it's a good thing.
It could be a blessing and a curse.
It is.
At the same time, because, like, internally, you're thinking if somebody comes over and your house is not perfectly put together, then they might be judging.
And that's happened to me before, like hosting some things.
Uh-huh.
People come over, again, not mentioning any names, but, you know, people will, you know, have said stuff like, oh my gosh, like, you have dog hair in the floor.
What?
Well, yeah, I have a Great Pyrenees. He sheds. Like, I'm going to have dog hair on the floor. He lives here. Like, I can sweep multiple times a day. And it is what it is. You know, like, I can't sweep 24/7. And
you need to get a Roomba, girl.
I had a Roomba, and it, Buddy's hair is so thick, it clogged it up.
Oh, I've heard of
quit working.
Some really bad stories about those things.
Yes.
My mom's friend, she said that she had to throw hers away, like, the week after she got it because she had it running while she was at work because you can, like, have it on a timer.
Yeah.
And so while she was at work, I guess the dog got scared of the Roomba and pooped on the floor, and then the Roomba.
Oh, my gosh.
The Roomba went over the poop and it smeared it all over the floors and got into the little vacuum seal. So she had to toss it in the trash.
That is terrible.
After she bought it.
You buy something like that to keep your house clean, like, and then it makes cheap. It worse.
They're like $500.
Oh my god! And there's no way really you could clean that either, like the inside. No, that is terrible.
Mine has gone over, I will say, but I caught it quickly. Like, I forgot one of our dogs had pooped in the house, and thankfully it was very small. Like, I know this is so gross, but it did like slightly go over it, and instantly I grabbed that thing. I was like, no, this is not happening to me, because I love my Roomba.
I love that. That's hilarious. Yeah, yeah, Buddy's hair is very thick, so it will clog up the Roomba. And, you know, I'm going to touch on a little bit about what Alexa said. First thing about people pleasing. So, like, I was in a management role with in my nursing job with a company that I've worked for years and years now, and I still work for. But that was, like, one of my biggest things with that job is I wanted to please all of my employees. And that is impossible. Like, I wish I could give everybody the dream schedule. I wish I could, you know, give this person, everybody what they want. But that's not realistic, especially, like, in healthcare. Like, I can't make that work. And it caused me so much stress and anxiety because I was trying so hard to please. And it got to the point where I was doing, like, I was doubling my workload because I didn't want to ask like my other staff members to take on more workload, even though technically it was their job. I saw that they were working hard, and I saw, and I know what it's like to work the floor because I'm doing it now while I wait to start my new job. And I know it's hard when you set those expectations up for people to do more. And so, like, I had a hard time, like, being like, hey, do you mind, like, doing this care plan? And so I took off on all that work on myself, and I ended up, like, just to please them, just to make them happy. And it ended up causing me more stress. And so that is definitely, I would say I have that, I have weakness like that as well. And even now, like, you know, someone will be like, hey, Jesse, can you do this? Can you do that? And I'm like, yeah, sure. But then by the end of, like, my shift, I'm exhausted because I have done, like, double the work.
Picking up the slack.
And I'm like, I can't, like, I need to start saying no more.
Yeah.
And also, like, with plans with people. Like, if I'm tired and you know, if someone texts me like, hey, do you want to do this? And I just got home. If it's not planned ahead of time.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, because, you know, I've had it in my head all day. Oh, you get to go home and, like, rest and blah, blah, blah. And then I'm like, do you want to do this? And I'm like, okay. And I need to learn how to say no also when I reach that burnout stage.
Yeah.
And be like, no, like, I can't. Like, I need some time to myself. I need to just.
This is healthy.
I need to rest. You know, and I feel like for some reason, I feel like people are going to see that as a weakness, but I need to remember that that's not a weakness, saying no, like that's not a bad thing.
Yeah.
You know, as long as it's not, I don't want to say no all the time, but I need to set those boundaries. Setting boundaries with people is very hard, especially with people that you didn't necessarily set them with in the beginning of your relationship, friendship. And then your boundaries start getting crossed. And then you have to try to figure out how to maneuver that. It's like, okay, how do I set these boundaries without hurting this person's feelings? How do I set these boundaries without, you know, making them feel bad about themselves when all I need is just some time, some space, you know, just to breathe a little bit, you know what I mean? And then the body image thing that Alexis touched on, you know, I have a huge problem with that. Like, I found myself, like, comparing myself to everybody online, and I should not do that. But, like, I have this certain image of myself that I feel like I should be. And my biggest thing is, like, my weight. Like, I want to be a certain size, but, and I work out almost every day, you know, exercise every day, and I don't know, it's just something I don't like. I like when it comes to pictures, I'm very critical. Alexis will can attest to that.
Yes,
super critical of myself. But I did show the pictures to Daniel, and he was like, "Your arms do not look like that," because he thought the cameras make, you know, cameras make you look.
They add 10 pounds,
and they distort.
Whenever you take pictures, I learned this because, like, I was looking into potentially going down the modeling route back in like high school, and then a little bit after that. And my mom taught me that you gain 10 pounds through the camera. Mm-hmm. It adds 10 pounds to your weight.
Yeah.
So it's actually not real. Like, I don't know how or why that happens mm-hmm. scientifically, but...
And it will mess with your head. Like, if you already have that problem in your head about body image... And then that happens, and you're like, oh my gosh, like, it's true. But then you look at yourself in the mirror, and it's like, but I don't see that. But then it's like, okay, and no offense to anybody, but I don't want to be, like, one of those people that, like, you see, like, in the store that has something on they probably shouldn't have on, you know? And it's like, oh my gosh, like, did they look at that before they left, you know? You know what I'm talking about. People wear things that maybe... You know, it's not flattering on them.
Yeah.
Or it's like, did they look in the mirror? And it's like, okay, they thought that looked good. So yes. Then I get in my head, I'm like, okay, so am I like those people? Like, do I see myself in a way? Like, am I seeing something that's not true? Because, like, when I look in the mirror, I don't see my arms looking like that. I don't see, like, what I saw in those pictures. And I'm like, oh my gosh, like, am I like those people in the store? Like, that I... that I see, and that's
where you look like these random people. That's
and that's where my mind goes.
Oh no, our judgy self is coming out.
So I'm just judging myself.
Coming out.
But anyways,
okay. So you don't actually. It doesn't actually add 10 pounds. It's like a metaphor.
Yeah.
So it's basically saying. It says the phrase "the camera adds 10 pounds" refers to how certain lenses and camera angles can make a person appear larger mm-hmm. than they are.
And light distortion.
Wide angle lenses, which are common on phones, can cause distortion that makes subjects look chubbier or wider. Mm. So it depends on the angle that you're doing it with
yes.
as well. Because I know, like, and also I think your side. Like, because mm-hmm. everybody has, like, a good side, right? Mm-hmm. And mine is my left side.
Mine's my left side.
And I feel like if I'm doing it on my right side, mm-hmm. then that makes my body look different than what it actually is.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but it...
Why does that? If anybody knows...
I don't know
the
why.
The scientific... reasoning behind this or why this is a thing, please
let us know. Because I always want to know the why.
Let us know.
I always want to know.
This is something that all women, I feel like most women,
like they'll all
struggle
say,
this
with. Is my good side.
Yes.
And they have to be on a certain side in order to feel good about themselves.
Yeah.
Because, like, if I'm over here on my right side, I just feel like... I don't know. Because, actually, your face is not symmetrical. You know that, right?
Yeah.
Like, so... Your right side
is different
than your left side.
I almost thought that she was
side.
Just telling me that my face...
No, I'm not telling you. No, I'm saying in general,
yes.
like people...
Yeah,
people's
it's
faces are not symmetrical. Mm-hmm. Like more, like some people have more symmetry than others, and mm-hmm. that's what causes attractiveness.
Yeah.
Like some people have said that in magazines. Like that's what
Ooh,
some
that's
people...
Cool. I didn't
yeah,
know.
So like some people, like if... You're more symmetrical, you're prettier. But I'm not going to judge anybody. Like, I feel like everybody's pretty in their own unique way. But that's yeah. just what it's said online is it makes you look better if you're more symmetrical. But nobody is, like, 100% symmetrical.
Yeah.
Like, their left side is not the same as their right.
Yeah.
So there's actually, I think, an app where you can take a picture of your face. And then it will show you what... it would look like if your right side was the same as
oh goodness,
your left.
I better not do that.
Yeah.
Or I'll be all upset.
So I think yeah, I saw that somewhere and then it makes your face symmetrical to what it would look like if you did either side and
okay.
you put them together. But anyways, yeah, I don't know. And I think like with body image, a lot of it also has to do with comparing, like we mentioned kind of
yeah.
in the first episode. on social media. Like, you see all of these celebrities. Mm-hmm. You see, like, these girls on Instagram who have, like, 4,000 or 10,000 followers. Yeah. And they get, like, 400 likes or, like, thousands of likes on their post. And then, like, mm-hmm. you post a picture, or I'll post a picture, okay? I'm just going to be up front here. I'll post a picture. And back in the day when, which this is okay, this is fine, I'm married now. But when I was, like, not married, like, yeah. I would get, like, hundreds of likes, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then, like, after I got married, which, love my husband, my likes declined. And I was, yes. like, I was, like, oh, my gosh. I was, like, something, because scientifically, it says that getting likes on your post are equivalent to earning money. So, like,
once it's like an endorphin.
It is. It releases, yeah, like it releases serotonin it and does. Dopamine. And
it's, that's like, why it's such an addiction to people.
It's a gratification.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have a really bad, I like to post a lot. And so I think, like, if I didn't post as much, I would get more likes, but it doesn't matter. Like, it doesn't matter. But anyways, I think, like, the image of, like, oh, if I don't get a certain amount of likes, then I guess I'm ugly, or, like, I'm just mm-hmm. not popular enough, or nobody, like, really cares about my life.
Right.
Or whatever.
And honestly, I think, ladies, I think that sometimes, I think that sometimes, like, people will see other girls and they are not going to like it just for the simple fact of
That it's you.
And they might like what you're doing, and they might like yeah. this, but just because it's you, uh-huh. they're not going to like it.
And I've heard that if once they stop liking your stuff,
uh-huh.
you know that they don't like you.
Yeah.
They literally don't like you.
Yeah.
Which is so pathetic.
Yeah. Because I have people, like, friends that used to like my stuff all the time. Where you at, people? Where you at? Where'd you go? What did I do to you? Like, because based on our the last podcast about friendships, where are you at? Like, what did I do
to
you?
What happened?
I mean, you can't even like You can't even like my fall decoration pictures? Like, what is, like, what did I do to you? You know?
I can't
like,
believe we're going down this rabbit hole of likes.
I like it, though.
But it's real.
This is a real thing. This is something that I feel like all people struggle with. Anybody that's on social media, especially, like, younger girls,
yeah,
too.
This generation is, like, it's on top. They have to add everybody in their high school.
Yes.
And then they all have to like each other. Like,
I
for
can't
like.
Imagine.
Like, for like, comment yeah. for comment.
Mm-hmm.
That was a thing back whenever Instagram first started in high school.
And honestly, like, I can't imagine being in high school now, like, in this day and age, how stressful it would be.
They're all wearing, like, nowadays crop tops
yep.
and tight jeans. And
but can you imagine?
They look older now, too.
They do. Like, that girl with the pumpkin patch, she told us, she was like, y'all don't look your age at all. Like, she meant
yeah,
we look younger.
Yeah, like, 20-something.
Yeah. Which, hey, we'll
I
take
get
that.
All the time.
But
we take care of ourselves.
But they do look older now.
They look older in a way where they're already doing their makeup and their hair uh-huh. and they're dressing a certain kind of way, and it makes them look 10 years older.
Yeah, they're aging themselves.
Like, they're pretty.
Yeah, they look good.
They look good, but I'm like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I don't remember doing all of that.
No. And I can't imagine, like, being in high school now when social media is such, like, a big thing. Like, can you imagine?
That's all it...
Like, it was just now coming out when we were in high school. Like, I feel like it was just now starting to become, like, a thing. And now it's just...
Yeah, it's blown up.
It's blown up.
And there's so many different... Oh, this pumpkin is gone.
Oh.
Sorry. My cat's playing with a decoration pumpkin. And I just picked it up and there's cat hair all over it. And it's torn apart. And
it has their stem.
It needs to go in the trash. I'll just let her play with
it. The stem is gone.
So it's not pumpkin anymore.
It's
but
a ball.
Yeah, I think that social media has really ruined real connections with people, because, like, the younger generations, like, y'all are cool. Y'all are good. But this is, like I said, I will speak some truth, or at least in my opinion, mm-hmm. it's the truth. But I think a lot of them don't know how to communicate anymore.
They don't.
Like, and have conversations.
Just yesterday when I went to, so after we went to the pumpkin patch, I went out with my friend Sandy. We went to the mall, we went to eat. And just the short amount of time we were in the mall, like, I would say they were probably, they were, I would say between sophomores and seniors, and they were behind us, and this whole group of girls were behind us, like, walking, and they were talking about a store, and they're like, oh my gosh, we're not going there, it's a millennial store. And it's like, oh. You don't know what a millennial, come on now. And then, like, this
what store were they talking about,
this other Von Maur. Now, I love Von Maur, which,
isn't,
you know,
it like a fancy?
It is, but they have really cute shoes. They have really cute shoes, decorations. I like Von Maur, which, I mean, I'm a millennial, so, I mean, they made a point, but, like, it's the way that they said it, you know? I mean, have some respect for your elders. Come on. And then,
talking like we're really old.
Talking like we're really old. And then,
like, back in the day.
But what made me so mad was we were walking through the food court to leave, and this group of girls cut right in front of us. Like, literally cut us off.
Some are so rude.
And I'm like, I turned around, and I'm like, are you serious?
Like, I see it every day with my job.
Yeah.
I'm not going to go into it because I don't want to lose my job.
Yeah.
But I will just say that they're different.
Yeah. Yeah.
Different. Like, I don't know. I feel like when I was a kid, I was taught certain morals and values and respect towards people.
Yeah.
And this is just in general. I'm not talking about my job. I'm talking about in life. So please.
At the store.
We're talking about anywhere. Like, yeah. Just basic respect for other people. Like, look the person, like, not stare them down, but look somebody in the eye. Like, have a conversation with them. Say hello, even if it's uncomfortable. Wave to them. Or just have manners. Say please, thank you. And, like, try to share a word or two with each other.
Yeah.
Like, so they are valuing, like, you being there and respecting your presence.
Yeah.
So, because I know some people where, like, you'll walk into a room and, like, everything goes quiet.
I hate names. I hate that feeling.
I will
feeling.
Always say that. But you walk into a room and then it's just, like, blank.
Yeah.
Like, hello? Like, are you going to say hi?
Yeah.
Like, the cold shoulder kind of thing. Like, I was talking about yesterday. And they make it awkward.
Yeah,
they just make it awkward and clicky. And then you find out that they've said some things about you. And then it's like, oh, that's why you're so quiet.
Yeah.
Around
But then if you approach them, you're going to be seen as, like, if you try to confront them and just kind of, you know, be like, hey, you know, what did I do? I heard this, you know, try to help the situation.
But they might twist it around.
That's
like, they might
true.
Gaslight you because you might say something in front of them just to make a conversation, right? And then they end up saying, oh, well, I think she's, like, dumb or stupid because of what she said.
Yeah.
And then you find out about it and it's like, maybe I was just trying to actually have a conversation with you because you don't actually say anything to me. Your face right now. I haven't told you about this.
No, I'm just not hearing.
No.
I'm just not hearing about this story.
No, I'm saying, like, I'm just saying that those kind of people are crazy.
Yeah.
They're crazy. Like, and they're just insecure about themselves, so they have to talk about you.
Yep.
To make themselves feel better.
I agree.
Then they try to downplay what you're trying to do. Like, you're trying to make a connection. I don't know. Just some people are not very nice.
They're not. And you
I don't know how I got that topic.
I feel that because, you know, at work, I will have people, like, undermine, like, my decision because I'm in charge when I'm on the floor. Like, I'm in charge. I'm the nurse in charge of the floor. And I will have various places. I've worked so many different places, like, within the company. And, like, they'll undermine me. And sometimes I feel like it's because of the way sometimes, like, I articulate things, come across, like, the way that I might say things. Like, I might not explain it. Like, I know what I'm trying to say, but maybe I have a harder time trying to explain it to you. Or
it's not the way that you would say it.
Or it's not the way that they would say it.
It's not the way that you would say it because you come from a different background.
Yes, and I am very, like, detail-oriented. So when I tell you something, I'm going to tell you, like, everything from start to finish.
Yeah, and I'm going
to have... And they want me to cut to the chase.
Unfiltered. Yeah. I'm going to be unfiltered, and sometimes things just come out.
And sometimes people look at me like I'm stupid because the way I'm talking.
Or you'll find out that they think that you're stupid.
Yes. And a lot of times it's also like...
Or that they can't take care of somebody else.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, maybe that's a little bit too much information.
Or they judge us.
They actually know
off the way that we look. You know, I feel like we get judged a lot of times.
Yeah, because we're blonde.
Because we're blonde.
Because it's such a stereotype.
It is.
Blondes are dumb.
Yeah.
So, God forbid, we actually try to have a conversation with somebody because you're just awkward.
Yeah.
And you're just sitting there, like, staring... Like, what do I do with that?
Yeah.
So, like, somebody has to cut the silence.
Yeah.
And, like, so I'm trying to make conversation with you. Like, I might ask questions. Like, hey, by the way, like, how does this work or how does that work? Because I'm trying to build a connection with you.
Yeah.
And so maybe I kind of know it already, but I'm trying to get your input about what... You know, because I want your side and I want to actually start a conversation so it's not awkward.
Right.
Because some people are just awkward.
We just want the same respect that other people want.
I'm going on a whole
rampage. Hey, that's okay. This is what it's about.
Right,
we're here to have real conversations.
Well, I just found this out
that
today.
I can't wait to hear more about it after we get done with our podcast. I'll get all the details after the podcast. Because, again, we're not here to do names. We're not here to
call out. We're girls for girls.
Get ourselves in trouble at
work. It's not about work.
Yeah.
I will say that. So, it's not about work.
We'll talk about it a little bit. We can talk about it a little bit.
La
la la la. La la la.
You know, because the hair's gonna hey, baby. And I'm just gonna shake it off. Shake it off. Oh, as I'm in my Taylor Swift cardigan.
We are very cozy today.
The life of a showgirl. I'm all bedazzled. I got my box set, and it was only $80 to get this box. You can't see it, so never mind. Why am I telling you I got this box? If you're a Swiftie, you know what box I'm talking about. It's the orange sparkly box. Came with the cardigan, and it came with a CD on top of that for only $80. So, you know what? That makes me happy.
It's very pretty.
Isn't it?
It is. It's so very pretty. Dazzled. It's very sparkly.
I'm going to keep this.
You should. Like, it was $80. You can keep it, and you can put, like, so boxes like that, I like to keep, like, little keepsakes in it, and it slides so nice under the bed. That you can put, you know, like little keep it under the bed.
No, girl, I'm gonna have this on a shelf in a podcast room.
I was gonna be like, okay, we can bring our podcast room.
But I know you don't really care for her, but I'm sorry.
I don't mind her.
Some Swiftie theme stuff.
I don't mind her.
I
will say with Taylor Swift, I'm a country girl. So I loved her country era. Like that was my favorite era of her. I'm very like, I like Miranda Lambert.
Like country,
Megan Maroney.
Yeah, I like Megan.
Morgan Wallen. You know, that's like, but I do like Taylor Swift. I love Sabrina Carpenter.
Yeah.
You know, I like a whole, the only music I don't like is what Daniel listens to. That stuff that screeches like, you know, when you don't know what they're saying. That screamo.
Screamo. Like emo.
Yeah, I can't do
really?
That. I can't do
He's
it.
He's that kind of guy?
Yeah, you wouldn't think it, would you?
No.
But yeah, he is.
Well, Justin's into this trap stuff. Because he came from Gainesville High. Never mind. I'm not stereotyping anything, but he came from there. And so he's like... He's into that trap, rap, like thug stuff.
Music, yeah.
Yeah. And
sometimes if I'm in a certain mood though, I will listen to it. If I'm in a certain mood.
Okay. I do like some Lil Wayne.
Yeah. I like Lil Wayne. Like the older version.
I would start singing right now, but it's inappropriate.
This is PG.
Like a lollipop, like, you know, and then I do like some Drake.
Yeah.
Like every now and then Kendrick Lamar.
Yeah.
Like, I really liked whenever he dissed Drake, though. Like,
yeah, that was
even
funny.
Though I like Drake, like, the fact that he dissed him
their whole thing.
In the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Like, he has some, you know what? He
yeah.
has some, because he
that was gutsy.
He was going to potentially have a lawsuit filed after him. And the whole, like, little dance that he does where he's like...
Oh, yeah.
He's just, like, struggling.
And I didn't even know what was going on like, until afterwards. Because I was like, what is happening? Because I don't keep up with any of it. So I didn't know what in the world was going on. And then everyone kept talking about it. And I was like, oh, that was gutsy.
Yeah. But, yeah, I don't know too much. They just have beef for no reason.
But that's fun. That, anyways. You know, that just shows that everybody can like what they like and still, you know... Be married, be friends.
Yeah, like I'm over here listening to pop, Taylor Swift, Sabrina Carpenter, Megan Maroney.
And your husband's?
Olivia Rodrigo.
Lil Wayne and Drake.
Rodriguez, I don't know yeah. her last name. And who else? Oh, Benson.
Oh, Benson Boone.
I love you, Benson.
Benson Boone.
If you're listening to this, I love you.
We're going to need a couple more reaches to get to Benson Boone.
I call him BB because, like, it's Benson Boone, BB. So I went to his concert, like, a few weeks ago, and he was amazing. And normally I don't really listen to men artists. That's just not my thing. I listen to girly music, but he is good, and his voice is amazing. So, yeah. Anyways,
Alexis is talking and I'm whispering to the dog.
Got into this whole
I'm whispering to the dog as he licks my hand.
Dog whisper.
I'm thanking him for giving me doggy kisses.
Aww.
But where were we?
I got off on a rampage about just how haters gonna hate. And then we, because we were talking about body image and people pleasing. Wow, it's already been almost an hour?
Mm-hmm.
Jeez. Okay, we're getting better at this.
We are. We told ourselves, like, the more that we do this, the more comfortable we're going to get.
And I am getting more
confident. I am getting more confident and comfortable with the... Oh, you gave me...
Because at first, I feel like I was kind of nervous.
Yeah, this is, like, a nervous thing, though. Like, it makes you nervous because it's like, oh, God.
Because you're on the spot.
And, like, nowadays, I feel like you have to be so careful with what you say.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like everything is so censored.
Everything.
It
can be used against you.
Can be used against you, even though you don't mean it in a certain way.
And people just get offended.
Yes, and people get offended, I feel like, over every single little thing these days. Like, everything upsets everybody. And it's just like, come on. Like, let's just get on back in the 90s where you could... You know,
say anything you wanted. Like when you go to the 90s restaurant at prime time.
Yeah, at Disney.
And they tell you to get your elbows off the table.
I love that restaurant.
And they talk down to you.
Yeah, we love that.
I think it's great.
I mean, like the old shows, like even the Golden Girls and stuff, like some stuff that they have on there nowadays would be like censored and cut out of like new shows. It's like those shows were the best. There's a reason they've lasted this many years.
Yeah.
Like, you can't...
And, like,
they
younger
don't
people
make
watch
shows
them.
Like that anymore. And now everything's, like... They're putting... I feel like they're politicizing every, like, TV show, even.
Filtering everything.
Like, we look... Like, we go to TV and stuff like that to escape from that kind of thing.
Or they,
the real world.
Or they cancel you and they silence you by violence and they kill you.
Yes. So, yeah, that too.
Not going to get into that. Maybe,
that too.
But.
Yeah, maybe on another podcast.
Maybe
we
should wait.
Yeah, we'll wait a little bit.
Yeah, so we can build up some followers so they don't.
Yeah. We'll wait.
Anyways.
But, yeah, we just think, like, why can't things just be like they used to be? Like, why is everybody so sensitive? Why is everybody so, like, just live your life.
I mean,
like,
there is a limit. There is a boundary to what you should allow in your life. Like, if somebody's talking to me a certain way, like, demeaning me, then I'm going to speak up. Like, if you start saying that I'm stupid or something, like, I'm going to stand up for myself and be like, no, I'm not stupid. Maybe you're stupid because, like, you just don't think like I do.
Exactly.
But, like,
Yeah, I think a lot of people are very, when it comes to speaking about how you feel or your beliefs in life, they try to shun you.
Yeah, that they shun you and they automatically think that you are dumb because you believe this or you believe that. And it used to not be like that. It used to be like, oh, you believe this, you believe that. Okay, cool. We can still be friends. We can still.
But now it causes.
Now it causes so much
division.
And even like, you know, people that are so like tender. Oh, you scared me.
Sorry.
Who are you barking at?
He does that when he wants attention. He must really like you.
He loves me.
Because he's asking for more.
He loves me.
This is great.
See, I'm like,
see, Bruno
is such a dog
is,
person.
Bruno is very temperamental and he only likes certain people. And the fact that Jesse is just like petting him nonstop and he's letting her do that. That is a big win.
I was determined to have Bruno love me, though. The first day that, the first time that I ever met, Bruno is this walker. He's a walker hound, right? I think.
He looks like a beagle mix.
Or a beagle mix. He looks like
he. Whenever I do the whole, I take a picture of him, and on my iPhone, it pops up what kind of breed he could be. It's just a spaniel.
Okay.
Like, let me take a picture of him.
He looks like a. He looks like Daniel's dog when I first met him.
Our German
Betsy. She was a walker.
Hair pointer.
Then he does look like he looks like a large beagle. That's what we're going to
say.
Yeah,
like an oversized beagle.
He looks like an oversized beagle. But he looks like he could be, he's some sort of a hound.
He's like a beagle door.
But he's like an old hound. He's so freaking cute.
American Foxhound.
American Foxhound.
And Beagle.
And Beagle. Okay. Also, okay,
man,
I can see
that.
He
does look like a foxhound.
He's so cute. But anyways, the first day I met Bruno, and he's older, I fell in love with him, and I was determined that he was going to love me.
Yeah.
And I have, see, that's how I need to be with the podcast. I was, like, I've been with Bruno. You were determined you guys are going to love us.
Yes.
I won the dog over. We can win you guys over as well. You just have to warm up to us.
Yeah.
We have to, well, you guys have to warm up to us. Yeah. The other way around.
That's hilarious.
But yeah, anyways, we touched on a lot of topics
this episode. This was, I think, another good one.
And I know we went off like on some rampages and then we brought ourselves back. But it's honestly us sitting having a conversation. That's what this is.
Yes.
So honestly, guys, like, please help us out. Like,
please watch us. You'll watch us soon.
Yeah, you're gonna watch us soon. We promise. We're working on that. It just takes a lot of money.
It does. Like, I just spent like $200
just on mics and chairs.
Just on mics, chairs, and the rug.
And mine bought the same for like the backdrop.
Actually, no, it was just those
everything. Like, we're spending a lot of money for this. And please, like, if there's something that we can do differently, please let us know. Because we don't want to be putting all this time and effort into something when there's something that needs to be changed that we don't know about.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So, like, be upfront, honest.
Like, if we're being too open with you and we need to be, like, no, you know what? No.
No, we want to be open.
We're going to be very authentic.
Yeah, we want to be ourselves.
I was going to say, just tell us to not talk about something, but no, we're not going to do.
We're going to be Jesse and Alexis. We're going to be us. But again, like, please just like let us know. Share our pages. Share our Instagram.
Yes.
We're about to make a TikTok. Yep, share our TikTok. He wants petted again, you guys.
He needs a bath.
I love you, Bruno. But anyways, just please help a girl out. You know, help a girl
SOS.
Out. Yes. SOS. And please like, share, comment, leave a review. Share it with your friends, especially ladies. Yes. I feel like you guys can relate.
Oh, yeah. 'Cause
guys, listen to.
It shows the audience, and it says that 65% of our listeners are females. So,
okay.
And most of them are 28 to 34 years old.
The other ones are probably just Justin and Daniel.
Well, it says 26%,
and then
8%. Oh, they even have non-binary on here.
Oh, okay.
That's interesting. Okay.
So, yes, we are, we want everybody to listen. We want everybody to get what they can out of us. And we want to help you you help us, we help you. And yeah, do you have anything else to say?
No, I'm going to actually be good this time and not talk for another 5 minutes. So I just want to say thank you for listening again to Blonde Banter on episode 3 now. Mm-hmm. And just keep listening, keep replaying if you want to. And like Jesse said, please share with your friends, or if you're friends with me on Facebook, feel free to share the podcast link that I posted. Mm-hmm. Like, well, this will be a couple days now, but anything that I share podcast wise, just you're more than welcome to reshare that link and be like, mm-hmm. hey, listen to this great podcast by these two blondes. So yeah, I'm just going to say that and that I'm done. I'm done. I'm over.
I'm gonna stop. All right, you guys. Well, thanks. Share, subscribe, and
yes,
have a great rest of your week. Mm-hmm. I think we're posting this on Wednesday.
We are
hump day.
Hump day, everybody.
So hopefully you've had a good beginning to your week, and we hope that the rest of your week goes great. And we will talk to you guys later. Bye.
Bye.